Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
Can you get me to a supervisor, please?
Yes, sir. Can I have your customer number? I have to pull up your account and notate it before I can transfer you to a supervisor.
I don't know the customer number, ma'am, unfortunately.
Can I have the phone number associated with your order?
Yes, ma'am. 804-433-5385.
And that's 804-433-5385.
Correct, ma'am.
Thank you. Let me place you on hold and locate your account for you.
Thank you.
Thank you for holding for me, sir. Now, your phone number pulled up several orders. Which one are you calling in reference to?
Was it Enterprise D, build up?
Okay, let me pull that one up for you. Hold on just a second. System is still loading that order for you, sir.
What was that?
I stated that the system was still loading that order for you.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Sorry.
And thank you for your patience. Can you verify your name and address?
It's David Beasley. Address is 3411 Delaware Avenue, Richmond, Virginia, 23222.
Thank you for verifying the information. Shows this is for the Star Trek Enterprise D build-up, and you requested to speak to a supervisor. May I ask what the issue is?
Well, the last little piece of trash that I just talked to 2 seconds ago, when I asked to go ahead and disconnect, I told her, hang on 1 second, and she hung up on me. Do not even close to appreciate that. I've had another issue with the company before when you guys had a little special going on that I had. I told the initial lady that I talked to on the phone when I called in that I did not want that thing at all, and yet you guys still charged me on it. I was not even happy about it, so I'm calling to cancel the entire thing, period. Cancel anything I've got with you, any subscription I've got you with you, I'm done with you. So I'd like to get that taken care of.
Oh, yes, sir. Now, I can assist you if you want to cancel your account. Now, I do apologize for the previous agent that you spoke with. But we do hate to hear that you want to cancel.
Well, I've had too many problems with the first instance when I told the lady I didn't want the system at all, the little special, didn't want it. I still got charged for the second part of it, which means the person didn't listen to what I told them to do and didn't cancel it. So I got charged money I couldn't really afford to lose. Now I got to send the thing back to you to get my refund, which I really don't care for. And so at this point, I'm sending what I got back to you guys and getting a refund from you at this point. I just don't want to keep doing it.
Yes, sir. Now, I did pull up that special account, and it does show that they did cancel that for you, but it does show that that item shipped out for you on February the
25th.
Right,
I got to return it to you. No problem. The one lady I talked to, you sound like you when I talk to you because your voice sounds familiar. You helped me out greatly, if that was the case, to help get me that canceled. Once it gets to my house, I'm definitely sending that one back.
Okay, so you would like to speak with a supervisor about canceling your build-up collection.
If you can help me do it, I would greatly appreciate that, but more for the fact that I wanted to complain about the other young lady before you who just hung up on me. Did not appreciate that attitude whatsoever with me.
Oh, yes, sir. Now, I do apologize for that agent again. Now, we can get you transferred over to a supervisor for that matter, but for canceling, now I do hate to hear that you want to cancel. Now, is there anything we can assist you with that would make you keep the account active? We can always change when we ship it out to you.
No, it's not about that. It's just with the system of not telling me how many pieces were right off the bat, I didn't know. I didn't know it was going to take 2 years to get this whole thing because they're talking 120 pieces batched out in 4 pieces a pop a month. So we're talking 2 years, and we're $2,000 worth of money I can't really afford. So the whole thing setup-wise was not really spelled out in black and white, so to speak. It was not put there in plain English. However you want to look at it to tell me exactly what was going on with it, and it just the more I look at it, the more I think about it, the more I just don't want it.
Oh, yes, sir.
And then
now,
with everything on top of it, just made a real bad taste, so to speak.
Yes, and I do apologize for that. Now, as far as the issues that you receive, and when you receive them, you can always adjust that.
I understand that, but it's the whole thing of not knowing initially right off the bat how many there were going to be. I mean, when I called the first time and asked about it, she told me 120. I'm like, holy crap.
Oh, yes,
language,
sir.
But...
That's just enough. That's how many it takes to build the item for you. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
but
I
see,
didn't know
like
that initially.
You...
Otherwise, I would have
oh.
never gotten a thing to begin with. I can't afford that much money going out each and every month for my
yes,
pocket.
Sir.
I just can't
and,
do that.
And that's why I was informing we can always change how many you receive instead of sending or receiving four each month.
Nick,
we can always change that to one
longer.
If you would like.
It would just take even longer. I'd rather get the thing and put it together if I'm going to do something like that, which at this point, I just want to go ahead and cancel.
Oh,
please.
Yes, sir. I understand. Let me place you on a brief hold, and I could go ahead and get that canceled for you.
Thank you, ma'am, highly.
Thank you for your patience, sir. And I have your account notated for you, and we've canceled it for you. You will receive an email confirmation.
Okay. Now, the other question I do have, if the other pieces that I got initially, the box itself was open, but the packages themselves are still sealed up, can I return those to you guys to get a refund on all of that?
Now, for that, we would have to
okay.
transfer you over to a supervisor because I don't have the authority to tell you yes.
Okay.
We'll get you to
fine.
A supervisor, though. Let me place you on
that
a brief hold and notate your call for you. Hold on just
thank
a second. I'm still notating that phone call for you, sir. Thank you for holding. Thank you for your patience, sir. I have your call notated for you, and I'll get you over to a supervisor. They'll be able to assist you with that request.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're very welcome, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. Please hold on line for me.